We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
I think that it will hit me in another way when I go and I pull out four plates out of the cabinet instead of three when I go to set the dinner table. We were planning on going to Disney World next summer, and when we go and my husband's not there, that's going to hit me again. When my daughters get ready to walk down the aisle at their wedding and their daddy's not there, it's going to hit me again.
That's the voice of Cindy Winters. She's widow of an Illinois pastor murdered during a Sunday sermon, made national news, happened only about 5 miles from LPR studios here on a Sunday morning. A large congregation of Maryville, Illinois, mourning the murder of its pastor, injury of several of the parishioners as well. The man has been apprehended, of course, and he will face his day in court. But we're going to bring you here in the first hour of Issues Etc., among other things, some audio open lines, including a CBS News interview with the wife of this Illinois pastor murdered during his worship service on Sunday morning. She expresses forgiveness for the man who murdered her husband, and not so much a desire for justice as a desire that this man eventually come to faith in Jesus Christ. I want to know from you, as we listen to this, and then as audio open lines on this Monday afternoon, March the 16th, continues, could you forgive this way? Someone kills your husband, your wife, or your pastor in this way. Could you forgive this way? Be honest. And we'll talk about it during audio open lines. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in. As I said, it's Monday afternoon, the 16th of March. Audio open lines for the first hour of the program. We'll hear that CBS News interview with the widow of the slain pastor. And then an ABC News story on giving up texting and Facebook for Lent. You know, your kids do this all the time, don't you know? They spend a lot of time on Facebook or MySpace, and they text each other incessantly. If you're going to give something up, heck, people give up chocolate, they give up all sorts of things for Lent. What have you given up for Lent, if anything, and why? I want to hear from you during audio open lines. We'll also hear an ABC News report on faith during tough economic times. Has your church attendance gotten better now that the Dow Jones has gone down, or does it tend to get better when it goes up? It's doing a little bit of both. A little bit later in the program, hour two of the program, Pastor Will Wheaton will join us. We'll be talking about St. Patrick in advance of St. Patrick's Day. It's a good thing to think about these saints, especially when the world has its own way of celebrating. Is it about green beer and wearing green and being Irish and four-leaf clovers and leprechauns? A far cry from the real St. Patrick. In fact, by legend, he leaves us with one of the most profound prayers in Christianity called St. Patrick's Breastplate. We'll talk about that with Pastor Will Wheaton. Then a little later in the second hour of the program, Dr. Alvin Schmidt will begin a series with us on the impact of Christianity on civilization. Today, the impact of Christianity on civilization's view of human life, sex, marriage, and the role and status of women. That's coming up in about 90 minutes here on Issues Etc. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943. Audio open lines is audience participation. Audio open lines is listener participation. So we want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or you can email questions or comments to us right here in the studio and get them live. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Your participation is vital for audio open lines. Talk back at issuesetc.org and our call-in number 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943. The story hit the news about this Sunday morning, right out of the box. A man enters the church, shoots the pastor, wounds several parishioners, including himself. He's taken into custody, but the pastor is dead. and I'm certain you heard about it. It happened in Maryville, Illinois, only about 5 miles from our studios. It's been a big story locally. CBS News had an interview with the widow of the slain pastor. Let's listen. I want to know from you, could you forgive the way this woman has forgiven the murderer of her husband? Or if it was your pastor or wife or anyone else close to you, could you forgive this way? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
It is a remarkable story of forgiveness. Last Sunday, a gunman walked into the First Baptist Church in Maryville, Illinois, killing Pastor Fred Winters. The gunman is being held without bail, and now the pastor's wife is praying for the accused killer. Cindy Winters joins us now from Maryville for an exclusive interview. Good morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Julie.
First of all, let me thank you for speaking with us. How are you holding up?
Well, you know, I think I'm a great example that prayer works. And considering the circumstances, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
You have two daughters, ages 13 and 11. How has this past week been for you and them?
Well, it's been surreal, to say the least, but we have been amazingly supported by our community, our family, our friends, our church, and just people around the country who have sent their condolences and have just expressed their concern and compassion for us in beautiful and amazing ways. And we are grateful for that, and that has just made an amazing difference in our time of grief.
I can imagine it being comforting. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings toward Terry Sedlak, the man accused of killing your husband?
You know, I do not have any hatred or even hard feelings towards him. We have been praying for him. One of the first things that my daughter said to me after this happened was, she said, you know, I hope that he comes to learn to love Jesus through all of this. We are not angry at all, and we really firmly believe that that he can find hope and forgiveness and peace through this by coming to know Jesus, and we hope that happens for him.
And what do you want to see happen to him beyond this as he goes through the court system and faces these charges of killing your husband?
You know, I don't have any speculation or any idea about that, but I do hope that he finds peace with God. I hope that he comes to understand that God loves him in spite of his sins, and that he can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I have experienced so much hope and comfort by my relationship with Jesus, and I hope that he finds that as well.
All right. Care to react? It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. this Monday afternoon. Could you forgive this way? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. She says no hatred, no hard feelings, no anger against the man who murdered her husband, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Maryville, Illinois. Even when asked, what do you hope for by way of legal justice here, her response, hadn't really given it much thought. No speculation or opinion one way or the other. She just wants this man to have the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Now, I can't gainsay this woman's ability to forgive, but I certainly cannot say for my part that barely a week after the murder of someone I love, someone near and dear to me, I could say no hatred, no hard feelings, no anger. Forgiveness. Could you? Be honest. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's Audio Open Lines live this Monday, or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, we all think about this, especially as parents, you think about this. Your kids face dangers all day long, and you think about the unthinkable, about a child being taken and murdered or harmed in some way. And I know that as a father, I've thought, here I am, I'm a father, I'm a Christian pastor, I'm a Christian man, could I forgive if that happened? Could I forgive the criminal, the perpetrator, the predator, whoever it was, if that happened? And I guess in my mind, I've always thought, well, you know, given enough time, I suppose I could. Given enough time, I suppose I could finally stop being angry, harboring hatred and the animosity that would come after something like that. This widow of the slain pastor, she says, no anger, no hatred, no hard feelings, forgiveness and hoping for forgiveness for this man before God through Jesus Christ. And it's been barely a week after the murder of her husband, the pastor of First Baptist in Maryville, Illinois. Could you do this? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's hear a little bit more before we take our break. I want to hear from you. Could you forgive the way that this widow of the slain pastor does? 1-877-623-6943.
That's my prayer for him.
And although you come from a small community, none of you knew Terry Sedlak, is that correct?
Right. We did not know him at all. Never seen him before.
I understand you want to reach out to his parents. Why?
You know, because in some way we have been united through this crisis, and I have a desire, when they're ready, I have a desire to meet them and to let them know that personally that I love them and that I feel their pain. I feel like we're united together in our pain, and that the same way that I have been comforted by others, I have a desire to comfort them. And I find that by sharing together, that's the way that we get through these things.
All right, when we come back from this break, and during this break, it's a good time to call. Could you forgive the way that the wife of this and the widow of this slain pastor, could you forgive the way that she forgives the murderer of her husband? 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, our email address on this Monday afternoon, talkback@issuesetc.org.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. If stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts, perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our community, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Stephen Andrews, Dana Flansha, Amy Galthier, Belinda Sykes, James Burkhalter, Matthew Burkhalter, John Rodden, Samuel and Dorothy Poole, Judy Rodden, and Suzanne Malner. Thanks for your support.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feidinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Monday afternoon, the 16th of March. A little bit of audio open lines, listening to a CBS News interview with Cindy Winters, the wife of an Illinois pastor murdered during a worship service. She says she forgives Terry Sedlak, the murderer of her husband. Didn't know him. All she knows about this man is that he walked into their church one Sunday and shot her husband several times dead. That's all she knows about him. And she forgives him. No hatred, no hard feelings, no anger at all. Could you forgive this way? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Amy in Birmingham, Alabama writes as she says, I wish she'd said grace works rather than prayer works, because it would only be by grace, by the grace of God, that I could forgive such a heinous act. Amy, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, when I lay awake at night thinking about the worst sometimes, and when you do, I'm being completely honest. Forgiveness is not the first thing that runs through my mind when I contemplate the death or the murder of a loved one. I know that I'd say to myself, in time I could. But there'd be anger, there'd be hatred, there'd be hard feelings, to say the least. Wouldn't there? What about you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
And that is my hope and my desire, for them to know the same comfort that I have found with other people, and for them to know the same comfort that I have found through Jesus Christ.
Cindy, do you think the reality of all that's happened in the last 8 days has truly hit you yet?
I don't think there's any way that it possibly could have. I think that it will hit me next month in another way when I go and I pull out 4 plates out of the cabinet instead of 3 when I go to set the dinner table. We were planning on going to Disney World next summer, and when we go and my husband's not there, that's going to hit me again. When my daughters get ready to walk down the aisle at their wedding and their daddy's not there, it's going to hit me again. I think that's one of the things that makes loss so difficult, is that there's no way to fully, you know, get over it totally. So no, I don't think it's totally sunk in. But I know that the same way that God got me through last Sunday, that He's going to get me through next week, and He's going to get me through the next 10 years. He has been my rock, and I know that when I get through those really dark, painful days, that He's going to be there for me. And
all right, we'll have played the last little bit of that interview, CBS's interview with Cindy Winters, wife of the slain Baptist pastor, killed in his church during this worship service several weeks ago. She said it's been tough getting through the last week. Her husband's funeral is a very public event here in the St. Louis area on the east side. And she says there's no anger, but she admits that it hasn't sunk in completely. How could it? How could it? I can't imagine it sinking in for years, the loss of a husband, especially in what they call the prime of life. But she says she's forgiven him, and she wants him to know that he's forgiven. Could you muster this kind of mercy, this kind of forgiveness, if you were in her shoes? Your pastor's killed, or your husband or wife? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org.
And he's going to be there for my daughters, and I'm counting on that.
Where were you and your daughters at the time of the shooting?
I was actually at home. I had not made it to church yet. I come to the second service at our church. My older daughter was here at church, but she was actually helping out with the child care that day. So none of us, fortunately, were in the service to experience what happened. And I am so grateful to God for that. Yes. We were not here.
Cindy Winters, we wish you and your daughters peace, and we thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie, and thank you for this opportunity to share with you.
You're welcome.
So who didn't hear this story about this slain pastor and put themselves in this woman's shoes, in the slain pastor's daughter's shoes? I did. I put myself in their shoes, and the first thing I wasn't thinking about was forgiveness. What about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Adrian in Noblesville, Indiana said, I could not. In answer to the question, could you forgive this way? I could not, says Adrian. It would take a miracle. With God, all things are possible. What about the rest of you? Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Well, you know what happens in these situations is several things happen. The legal wheels turn. And Christians are pretty good at sorting out personal forgiveness from society's got to satisfy its the balance of justice here. Cindy Winters seems rather unconcerned about what justice the murder of her husband meets. She simply wants him to know he's forgiven. Could you do it? 1-877-623-6943. Sue says, I don't know, my first thought. I don't know. My next thought is, this is a very gracious woman. Then I think she's in a state of shock. Then maybe this reaction is expected of her being a pastor's wife or setting a good example, especially for her children, so that they are not bitter. You don't know how you'll react until you're put in that situation. Sue, thank you very much. Some of my thoughts, too. Billy in Montana says, I know that I could not by my own reason or strength forgive, but I know that over time the Lord would lead me to forgive. It would come from somewhere outside of me, and that is where God's word comes in. The God of all comfort would comfort me and give me the mercy to forgive. Billy, thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. See, I'm thinking the same thing that Sue is thinking. First, I don't know what I would do. Second, this is a gracious woman, but maybe she is in shock. She admits that she hasn't completely absorbed the fact of her husband's murder and that she knows down the line it's going to continue to sink in. It's going to continue to hit her in various ways. She's being realistic there. Do you think she's being premature in saying, I forgive this man? I'm not trying to belittle the forgiveness here, but just an honest question. Do you think she's being premature for herself in saying, I forgive this man? I just want him to be forgiven until the whole impact of what this man has done to her and her family sinks in. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. A little bit later in Audio Open Lines, we'll hear an ABC News story about giving up texting and Facebook for Lent. That's what the teenagers are doing, giving up texting and Facebook. And I tell you, it's probably more difficult for them to give up that for Lent than some of the things that adults give up. Have you given up anything for Lent? If so, what? If not, why not? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. If time permits, we'll also get a report on faith, church attendance, and Christians during tough economic times. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest in the second hour of the program. We'll talk about St. Patrick in advance of St. Patrick's Day. Now they just call it Paddy's Day. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us to begin a series on the impact of Christianity on civilization. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Schmidt about human life, sex, marriage, and the role and status of women in civilization under the influence of Christianity. It's Audio Open Lines for the first hour, live this Monday afternoon, March the 16th, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Villa in Finland is online. Villa, welcome to Issues, etc.
Hi.
Hi, Villa. What's your question or comment?
This thing about forgiveness, I think Jesus forgave on the cross, and so did Stephen. And this shows only that the Holy Spirit can do that.
Villa, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to say. So I don't think it's humane, and I would say I could only forgive if this man would be punished as well.
Villa, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Finland. Appreciate that long distance call from Villa. Okay, the consensus here of the listeners so far seems to be, you know, I really couldn't do it myself, but with God's mercy, through the comfort of his word, I could. Now, Villa introduces another wrinkle to it. He says, I could forgive as long as the man did receive his punishment in the criminal courts. And he certainly will. He certainly will. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, yes, when Jesus is hanging on the cross, he forgives and he calls for the forgiveness of those who are putting him to death in a human sense, doesn't he? But that's Jesus. I mean, Jesus, let's not say he finds it easy, but Jesus is all compassion. It is who he is to forgive. Stephen, on the other hand, is mentioned. Stephen utters the same words when he is dying under the raining blows of the stones at the hands of the teachers of the law and the Jewish authorities. And he says, Father, forgive them. Could you do that? What if they weren't killing you, but someone close to you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a new way to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can now donate stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, contact Craig at 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Please consider donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds to Issues Etc. in 2009. Call Craig today, 618-223-8382. Thanks for your support.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
With the stroke of a pen, President Obama sentenced a countless number of human embryos to death via embryonic stem cell research. Up to now, the lack of federal funding held down the death count. Mr. Obama says he's putting science ahead of ideology, but the opposite is true. Adult stem cells have already resulted in amazing medical treatments and cures compared to zero with embryonic cells. What most don't know is he also reversed Bush's order to fund alternative forms of research that respect human life and show great promise. Mr. Obama is ignoring volumes of scientific evidence by making a political effort to appease the left using your tax dollars to kill human embryos for an unproven science. These tiny humans deserve better.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Philip Lassine, Gene Nielsen, Janelle Wright, Donald Eaton, Pastor Jason Shaw, Ryan Fick, L.W., Chris Carey, Otto, and Doug Eggert. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Monday afternoon, the 16th of March. Terry Sedlak walks into the church, kills Pastor Winters. His wife, Cindy, is on CBS saying today, I forgive him. No anger. What about you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi, welcome to Audio Open Lines.
Hi, thank you. I'd just like to say that it would be easy to say that you forgive them. Of course, only God can know whether or not she really does. But she did mention her children, and I know as a parent that children will compel you to take positions that you might not otherwise take. She undoubtedly, as a Christian parent, wants her children to rely on God and to rely on his grace and forgiveness for themselves. So that would be a real inspiration towards achieving forgiveness.
Susan, thank you very much. You know, I've thought about that as well. You know, what would I say publicly? I would think about my kids and I'd say they cannot have their dad going out there and ranting and raving and venting his anger. what an example would it be? And it would only make it harder on the children. I can understand that. Easy to say. Could you do it? Could you forgive the way that Cindy Winters has apparently forgiven Terry Sedlak, the murderer of her husband? Lisa in Houston, Texas. Lisa, thank you for waiting.
Well, hello. Regarding forgiveness, I think that she, if she is even able to say it at all, even if it's just for public consumption, that is God's hand working on her like he does through all his people. And regarding giving up something for Lent, I'm not, because I don't do anything for Lent but receive.
Oh, Lisa, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Texas. Receiving rather than giving up things for Lent. Well, and I agree with you, Lisa. It is just for her to say it. How hard is it to utter those words when they have the camera in your face asking you, what are your feelings toward the man who murdered your husband? How hard it would be to utter, just to utter the words, much less to actually do what they say. I forgive him. No anger, no hatred, no hard feelings. Joshua in Tucson, Arizona writes us. He says, I feel mostly pity for this poor woman. No one has told her it's acceptable to have a little righteous anger. I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:26, or maybe I'm wrong. Now, there's another angle here. Is there a place, not for human anger? Remember, Scripture is quite clear. The wrath of man does not work the will of God. There's no doubt about that. Our anger does not achieve God's ends. But there is such a thing as righteous anger. Do you think? I'm not trying to psychologize Cindy Winter, and so please bear with me as I say this. Do you think that she feels she has to say this? This is just the thing you say if you're a Christian, especially if you're the pastor's wife, and they ask you what you feel about your murderer. Now, she seems sincere, but is that a possibility? 1-877-623-6943. Because if I put myself in her shoes, I know what I'd think I'd have to say. But what I actually was experiencing would probably be something very different. From a listener in Michigan, if I were a pastor's wife in a pietistic community, and I had the time to prepare for an interview, and I hadn't taken time to process the loss, I could give a statement like that, but it would be an act. Thank you for that honest statement from Michigan and for listening up there. Thank you. Yeah, see, that's where I'm leaning. I'm not trying to belittle forgiveness or whether or not Cindy Winter has forgiven the murder of her husband, but I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. And I'd say if CBS was on the phone and they wanted me to show up and do a face-to-face interview, and they wanted, and I knew that they were going to ask me this question. They always ask you this question, especially if you're a Christian. I might be saying one thing and doing another. Honestly, I might be saying one thing and doing another. Or I might be saying, you know, I'm trying. And it's pretty much impossible at this point. But I've got God's word. I've been forgiven of sins equally egregious. Although I haven't shed blood in my mind, my sins have been equally egregious, and as long as God continues to work on me through his word and apply that forgiveness to me, I'm doing my best, but right now, I'm not cutting it. What kind of witness would that be? Think about that for a moment. What kind of a witness would be for a Christian to say, you know, I have been forgiven sins equal and greater to the murder that has befallen my family, and I have been forgiven completely for Christ's sake. And I'm trying my mightiest with the help of God's word to do this. But right now, one of the things I need to admit, and it's wrong for me to do this, but I'll admit to you, I'll confess to you, I haven't forgiven this person yet. Which is the witness that shows the real Christian life? Speaking hypothetically here. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines. Going from forgiving sins, and we got a nice transition from our listener Lisa in Houston, Texas, going from forgiving sins to giving up something for Lent. There are a lot of people who give up things for Lent. people give up their treats for Lent. They usually don't give up things that are difficult to them. Do you give up something for Lent as a habit for you, and then do you take it up again, or do you try to give it up permanently? If you give something up for Lent, why do you do it, and what is it? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, some teenagers are giving stuff up for Lent, and I think from this story, it's one of the hardest things for teenagers to give up during this season.
This is the time of year, of course, when many Christians give up something for Lent. For some, that can mean soda or chocolate, but this year, there seems to be a more high-tech choice. It is impressing parents, and it may even have the Vatican in a Twitter. Here's David Wright.
From Ash Wednesday to Easter, 40 days of fasting. Pamela Harnden of Huntsville, Alabama, gave up chocolate, as usual. But her daughter Danielle took a much more modern approach.
I decided to give up Facebook and texting because of my grades.
I was shocked. I was very shocked.
I have a lot more time to do homework. I've been going to the gym more, which is nice.
Not only have her grades improved, her relations with the rest of the family have too.
Dinner time is lasting a little bit longer. It's not, gotta go, you know, I'm finished. I've noticed recently we've hung out at the table and talked more about what we're doing.
Several Roman Catholic bishops in Italy may have been onto something when they urged the faithful this year to swear off high-tech treats. Many at first thought the idea bizarre. After all, the Vatican has its own website.
The church is eager to embrace new technology that can help build a sense of Christian community. But as we all know, the internet can also lead to distraction and temptation.
And so the church's message is, yes, use it for the good, and no, avoid the evil uses that it can easily be put to.
Pamela admits she's slipped up on the chocolates once or twice, but Danielle is keeping her vow.
I've definitely learned that I can live without Facebook and texting, and that there are other ways to communicate.
It's just been a joy. It's been a joy to have her to ourselves.
For the whole family, it's been an epiphany. David Wright, ABC News, Washington.
You know, when I hear a story about that, I often think about Jeff, because I've traveled with Jeff extensively, and one of the things that is a must for him, staying in hotels, both cheap and mid-priced, but they have to have wireless in the room. And if there wasn't wireless in the room, then Jeff was a very grumpy patron. He wanted his wireless. He has a hard time giving it up. We were sitting in a meeting earlier today, and we both had to have our internet connection. Why? I don't know why. Could you give up the internet for Lent? Could you give up your cell phone, your BlackBerry? Have you given something up? What is it and why? It's Audio Open Lines. What have you given up for Lent and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We talk on Fridays about how we read a lot of blogs, and we do. I've noticed some bloggers are giving up blogging for Lent. Some of them have announced that they were giving up blogging for Lent and then appeared mysteriously to have renounced their vows and gone back to blogging for Lent. Hard thing to stay away from, isn't it? Your email? Your favorite blogs? Your chat rooms? Your instant messaging? Could you give it up? Jeff in Philadelphia emails us. He says, I was raised Roman Catholic, and while I don't believe everything Roman Catholic is bad, there is just something in me that would rather not do anything that Roman Catholics make mandatory, which is not in reality. I go out of my way to eat meat on Fridays in Lent. Jeff, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Philly. I don't give things up for Lent, and the reason I don't is because I've got enough to worry about year-round without concentrating on something to give up. Every time I've tried, I haven't slipped up because it's been a temptation. Oh, I can't have that. I shouldn't have that. It's Lent. I've slipped up because I've forgotten that I've given it up. Maybe that says something about how distracted I am. I say I'm going to give up X, Y, or Z for Lent, and 3 days later, I realize I didn't give it up. I forgot that I gave it up. So I gave up giving stuff up permanently. Nick in Lebanon, Missouri. This year for Lent, I've given up chewing tobacco and beer. Hey, the first one, give it up permanently. As a former close to being an addict to the stuff, give it up. You'll never regret it. I enjoy both of these things, he says, but they're not habits, but they're usually paired with something else I like doing. I chew and drink beer when I fish. We'll get more of his email on the other side of this break and more email from you as well. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Are you giving up something for Lent? What are you giving up? Why? Have you not given anything up? Why not? We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are a few of the features of the new Lutheran Study Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Study notes, application notes, and prayers from a uniquely Lutheran perspective, 120 maps, charts, and diagrams. You'll find law and gospel application notes, center column references, and quotes from the Church Fathers. Check out the Lutheran Study Bible at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Jerome Brandt, Leah Horseman, Jerome Wilcox, Pam Barnett, Suzanne Nelson, Craig Nelson, Jodella Catalano, Marcia West, Pastor Peter Pern, and Joseph Weirit. Thanks for your support.
It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Have you given something up for Lent? If so, what and why? And if you haven't given anything up, like me, why not? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Nick in Lebanon says he's giving up chewing tobacco and beer because they go along with something else he likes to do, and that's fishing. He says, I chew when I do lawn work, when I fish, and I like to drink beer when I'm watching a movie. These activities seem not as fun without my two little indulgences, so this, among other reasons, keep me from looking forward to the ultimate resurrection day of Easter. By the way, he says, I've quit chewing before when it was just for myself, something I need to do, and it's almost impossible, but during Lent it seems effortless. Thank you very much, Nick. You know, I could just never pull off. I couldn't pull off remembering what I'd given up, and then I also couldn't pull off the false guilt syndrome. I give up something telling myself, this isn't a rule, I'm not a Roman Catholic. This is not a rule. This is not mandatory. This is something you do to mortify the flesh. And then when you find yourself having broken your vow, false guilt. And I say to myself, the Ten Commandments say nothing about this thing that I've given up. I've given it up to remind myself that I'm mortal. And guess what? When you fail to give it up, that also reminds you that you're mortal too. On the forgiveness issue, this from Bruce in Michigan. He says, I would not be talking to the media. He's talking about Cindy Winters talking to the media about the murder of her husband, the pastor in Maryville, Illinois. I wouldn't be talking to the media, period. Not non-Christian media, not regular. I couldn't trust either myself not to shame the Lord, nor the motives of those looking for stories or sound bites. Maybe that's the best thing, not to talk to the media. He wouldn't be talking to
the media about it all. It says, I'm glad the interview presented it as well as it did. Matt in Burr Ridge, Illinois says, I've given up emailing issues, etc. for Lent. As you can see, I need forgiveness for my lack of self-control. See, that's the thing about giving something up for Lent. If you fail, I don't even know what to call it because it's not a sin. If you say I'm going to give something up and then you don't, it's not a sin. Sin is what God's word calls a sin. So do you need forgiveness if you break your vow to give something up for Lent? What about you? Have you given something up? If so, why? What? If not, why not? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Something a Christian should never give up, is the study of God's Word. In fact, Lent, and whatever you give up for Lent, if you do, should drive you deeper into the study of God's Word. A great resource for that coming from Concordia Publishing House, the Lutheran Study Bible. It's a brand new study Bible with new notes from a distinctly Reformation Lutheran perspective, and it's got all the other tools that regular study Bibles have, too. The Lutheran Study Bible, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March. Find out more about it by going to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about the Lutheran Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Lutheran Study Bible. Time for one more piece during audio open lines. Here's an ABC News story on faith during tough economic times.
Churches may be more crowded than usual here in the U.S. this morning. It seems as if the job market, as it continues to turn downward, many people are turning their eyes upward. ABC's David Wright has more.
The good Lord says, ask and you shall receive. These days, a lot of people are asking.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
The food pantry at St. Martin's Catholic Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland, has double the usual demand for free groceries.
Want some more soup?
The soup kitchen in the basement is even busier. At the Church of All Nations in Boca Raton, Florida, attendance is up 10%, but the weekly collection is down 25%.
There's no recession in heaven. I'm telling you, folks, you can't bankrupt heaven.
Maybe so, but on earth, bankruptcy is all too common.
I'm trying to see if I qualify to file bankruptcy.
At Catholic Charities in Washington, double the number of people are asking for legal help.
If they can help me, you know, not to I lose my house, actually.
Catholic Charities gives small cash grants to some folks in the most desperate straits to help them stave off foreclosure and eviction.
The numbers of requests are 5-6 times as much as what we're able to provide.
Catholic schools across the country project a drop in enrollment next year as parents who can no longer afford tuition pull their kids out. So many are falling behind that Marion Catholic High School in Chicago last week gave 100 kids the boot, sending them home until their parents pay up.
It's a little embarrassing.
Very draconian, I'd have to say. And, well, it is Catholic school, so everyone knows the rules here.
Indeed, most of the nation's Catholic schools are a lot more compassionate than that. Many are lowering tuitions or holding off increases. Of course, the biggest comfort the church can offer has little to do with money.
I can't wave a magic wand and solve everyone's problems, but I can at least try to direct them to the one who can give them the strength to deal with their situation and do it with honor.
Faith won't put food on the table. But especially these days, it can't hurt. For Good Morning America, David Wright, ABC News, Washington.
You know, it was several years ago that a guest on this program, Hal Sinkbile, said, you know, maybe what the Christian church in America needs is a good old-fashioned economic downturn. Because Christianity had confused itself in America with prosperous suburban living, kind of the white bread out on the outer rim of this big houses, mini mansion living. And the big box churches bought into this kind of prosperous suburban lifestyle and confused it in a lot of ways with the Christian life, the real Christian life. Now, it's interesting to hear that attendance in some churches is up with the downturn in the economy, but giving is down. And I got to wonder what the church growth gurus would make of that. Attendance up, giving down. I mean, that's a bit of a mixed blessing, isn't it? A lot of times at the congregation level, you'll hear people say, we need more people in church. And when you ask why, the first thing is not necessarily the salvation of those people, but you know, we need more people around here to pay for the operation. And some of these operations are pretty pricey, aren't they? Worst possible reason to bring people to church is to make your bottom line. Worst possible reason in the world. So maybe it's good for the church that bad economic times might mean increased church attendance, and maybe people are there not just for a handout or because they're feeling a little desperate. Maybe they're there and the church will have for them not just an offering plate to pass and not just feel good, let me help you figure out how to improve your situation. We'll see how church growth, self-improvement Christianity does in a bad economy. When people don't have money in the checking account to balance their checkbooks with quote-unquote biblical principles, when raising their kids isn't just, oh golly, which soccer league are we going to enroll them in? But it's actually, I'm raising my kids and we're actually having a hard time at home making the bills. You know what is enduring, whether the Dow is down or up or somewhere in between, the enduring message of the church that never goes out of style, and that whether people's bank accounts are full or empty, is always completely relevant to the life of sinners like you and me? The cross of Jesus Christ. Paul says, it's the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. It's foolishness to the world, but it is the wisdom and power of God. And the church doesn't have to check the Wall Street Journal to see how the economy's doing to know that every Sunday, Sunday in, Sunday out, it's about the proclamation of Christ and Him crucified. Some email on the forgiving the killer. David in Grand Rapids, Michigan says, I'm unable to forgive this murderer since there seems to be no repentance. To forgive prior to that seems to make me look pretty good. I'm not good. Christ forgives all, but it only takes effect when we repent, right? If the killer repents, then I have the Holy Spirit to empower me also to forgive. Or are we really talking about our own release we will have by forgiving? Thanks for issues, etc. Well, yes and no, Dave. First of all, if you're forgiving someone just as a psychological salve on your own pain, if you say, I got to forgive them because to not forgive them would do me undue psychological and emotional damage, that's no reason to forgive. There's only one reason we forgive, and it's not because the other guy repents. That's where I got to say no to you, Dave. We do not forgive because the other guy repents. We forgive because we have been forgiven ourselves. God did not wait for us to repent to send Jesus Christ. And guess what? My repentance is never equal to the forgiveness that comes forth from God. We do not repent so that God will forgive us. We repent because God has forgiven us. We continue to confess our sins and we say, you know, another reason to forgive, it's a good reason to forgive. We didn't deserve it. They don't deserve it, but God forgave us in Christ Jesus because Christ earned it for us. And if Christ earned it for me, He earned it for the other guy too. And now there's nothing standing in the way of me forgiving him if I've been thus forgiven. When we come back, hour two of Issues, Etc., we'll talk about St. Patrick and we'll talk about the impact of Christianity on civilization. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.